Well, you see the economy, you see the jobs numbers, and you say, wow, what's really going on? Because it doesn't seem to me that things are that good. So you take and you break down the jobs numbers, you realize, well, a lot of those were government jobs. A lot of those were part-time jobs, and not at all what they appeared to be to me. So I bring in professionals to help me sort out what's going on in this country, people like Alfredo Ortiz. He is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Alfredo, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right. So as you look at this, obviously there's been a change demographically in America over the last 20 years. Hispanics have exploded in population. We could debate why that is and the good and the bad of it, but that's not important. What's important is that they have taken over that role. They are a voting bloc. They have political power, and they have the ability to sway the election. And you look at the numbers. Republicans are picking up Hispanic voters faster than any other minority group. Democrats are losing them. And I think it goes back to one word, that word being Bidenomics, which is something they don't want to touch anymore. It's too toxic for the left. What do you make of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the one thing Hispanics are clearly seeing is that there's a distinct difference between the Biden administration and what they were doing in the Trump administration. And then also the Democrats have just gone off the rails when it comes to, you know, their stance on a lot of different issues. And conservatives, you know, their stance on faith, family, you know, the economy, jobs, entrepreneurship, crime and safety. I mean, this really is fitting more in line with the values of the Hispanic population.
It certainly does, you know, and it fits in with the American population. But you're right. I mean, a lot of the Hispanic folks that have come here legally or maybe not legally in recent years have a very strong relationship with the Catholic Church. So they have faith. It's a cornerstone, and Christian churches as well. But a big part of it is Catholic. Their family, very strong family. Everything you pointed out there is exactly right. And they like to go to work. They like to earn what they have. I mean, how many times do you drive down the road? Man, they're building there. They're doing their stuff going on all the time. They're busting tail. And they respect the fact that Donald Trump also fights for them. That's really what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, years ago, Steve, I had my own consulting firm on focused on the Hispanic market. And I would always tell my clients, I'm like, you know, just for kicks and giggles, I'll give you $100 for every time you can bring me a picture of a Hispanic that's actually begging on the side of the road. I'm like, you know, it just doesn't happen, right? They're out there selling something, whether it's water, or roses, or paletas, or, I mean, you name it. But, you know, they're entrepreneurs at heart, quite frankly. And, you know, this economy that currently we are in under the Biden administration, the Bidenomics that you opened with, is just not working for them. When you think of the price of rent, gas, you know, for those who have homes, you know, their mortgages have gone through the roof. I mean, home ownership, Steve, remember, was the highest it ever had been under the Trump administration. And now, you know, folks can't afford buying a house.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, you look at the cost of, you know, when you go from 3% mortgages to 7% mortgages, I mean, you tack on hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month in the cost of owning a home. Home ownership has become out of reach for millions of Americans, especially first-time home buyers. And those are the people here that are working, like you said, not begging for money, but they're out working their tail off doing whatever it is they do, right? And they don't have the chance to live the American dream the way they'd like to. And that's very upsetting. And that's why there's this shift, I think, in voter allegiance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, remember that Trump won 38% of the Hispanic vote in his election. George W. Back in 2004 won 40% of the Hispanic vote. So that's kind of our high mark. And right now, Trump is pulling at about 46%. But, you know, I think conservatives, Republicans should remember that just because folks are polling at that number doesn't mean they necessarily are going to go to the polls. So Republicans still have the challenge. And their homework is to make sure that they create enough of a persuasive argument to get them to the polls and to vote Republican.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, so let me ask you about that. The outreach, the grassroots efforts, I mean, Democrats do this all the time. However, Republicans have gotten better at it. The outreach to get people registered to vote, legal voters, I might point out, to get people registered to vote, boom, 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 boom. And so now with Trump at 40, if Trump carries 46% of the Hispanic vote, in November, he wins, doesn't he?
100%. I mean, and when you also look at how the black population is trending with those two numbers combined, he does win. And that's why the Democrats are running scared. I think the DCCC, the Democratic committee there, just plopped down $35 million, you know, to, you know, try to woo the Hispanic population back. But I think it's just too late because a lot of their stances, look, it was just completely the antithesis of what Hispanics believe in. Go back to Governor Youngkin's race out in Virginia.
Right.
He won 52% of the Hispanic vote, primarily because he was focused on education, which is so important for the Hispanic population. And what are Democrats doing with, you know, universal school choice? They're trying to take it away. They're trying to kill the movement. In Arizona, where Governor Doug Ducey passed universal school choice, they're trying to repeal it.
Yeah, and that's not, look, forcing kids to stay in failing schools, terrible idea. Forcing people to pay more in taxes, terrible idea. Forcing Americans to pay for the neighbor's college degree, no matter how much money they're making. So the guy in the corner is a lawyer, he's making big money. Yeah. You get to pay back his college loan, bad idea. This doesn't sit with a lot of people because, look, people that went to school to become a plumber, a carpenter, an electrician, they're a stay-at-home mom, pick it, whatever it is. They don't want to pay for their neighbor's education or for the kid to go get some weird degree that isn't worth anything. I mean, that's also something that makes people pretty upset, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Look, and that fairness piece is a big deal with the Hispanic population. I mean, you know, one thing I remember during the focus groups that I used to do is that, you know, as long as the rules are fair, right, they're fine with it. It's that unfairness that the Democrats really are pushing for that just is really, like I said, is the antithesis of what the Hispanic voter and Hispanic population believes in. And so I have a pretty good feeling, Steve, that we're going to see those numbers come through for Donald Trump.
I think you're 46, right.
Maybe even 48%.
Yeah. You can find out more, by the way, about the Job Creators Network at jobcreatorsnetwork.com. They are freedom fighters on the front lines. And it's not just the Hispanic vote and the black vote. It's the American vote.
Right.
Alfredo, always appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Really appreciate it. Again, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Freedom fighters on the front lines of America every single day. Quick break on a free-for-all Friday.